The sizzling temperatures we face every summer in the valley, in combination with concrete and blacktop in many areas, has put us squarely under the blast of the urban heat island. And with research continuing into more specifics of how it affects us and other areas of the country, a group of students at ASU has developed a satellite that'll be able to observe and provide data on the urban heat island from far above the Earth. I talked with Jaime Sanchez de la Vega, chief engineer for the project, and I started by asking him how long it had been in development and how the team reached the point of making the satellite a reality.
So this project began back when I first joined ASU. It was the fall of 2015. It was me and a couple other students. We wrote a proposal with the help of faculty member of ASU, Arizona State University, Judd Bowman. We wrote a proposal to NASA and we wanted to build a satellite, essentially. And surprisingly, we were accepted. We were notified in the spring of 2016. We've been working on this project since then. It was just an idea that a couple of students had, and now it's a real satellite. It's been launched to space, and it's going to be doing some meaningful science, we hope.
When I hear someone say, "Oh, we're going to, you know, we built a satellite," walk us through that a little bit. Once you went to NASA, 2016, you got the approval to go ahead. Then what does it look like from there?
It's quite a process. I do have to say that it was the first time that the students themselves were building the satellite. And that was one of the big reasons for the mission. It was not only a science mission, but also an important educational mission. Mm-hmm. So not only did we have to build the spacecraft, but we also had to learn how to build the spacecraft by trying to do it. And it was a lot of design work. You apply what we learn in class. And we designed it. We built it. We had to ask many questions. We learned a lot in the process. The end spacecraft itself, it's quite small. It's about 4 inches by 4 inches by a foot long. And that's not the norm. Normal spacecraft, they tend to be the size. They range from a large car to a school bus even. Mm-hmm. And the reason we made it so small is because it's more affordable to launch it to space that way.
In that small amount of space then, what is actually included in there that will act like a satellite we're used to?
Yeah, the surprising thing is even it's such a small package, it has most of the elements that you would find in an average satellite. It has a radio, it has a computer, it has a GPS, but most importantly, it has the payload, which is a thermal camera. This is a thermal camera that we included on the satellite, and that's what is going to enable us to take the images of the thermal images of cities from orbit to study the urban heat island phenomena.
When you're up in space, you can study the urban heat island effect all over the globe, correct?
Essentially, yes, because the orbit of our spacecraft will enable us to take a picture of almost anywhere in the globe. We're beginning with Phoenix, and that's the first target city we're studying. And from there, we're going to expand to take images and study other cities in the United States, and then possibly the world. But we're at least beginning with Phoenix, take as much data as possible.
And certainly we know the effect of the urban heat island here. What was your interest in that specifically?
We had access to faculty who had a lot of knowledge regarding the topic at Arizona State University. And so that's what inspired us to start in the first place. But it's a very important thing. And the effect itself, caused by like the concrete, the asphalt, they tend to retain the heat of the sun mm-hmm. far more than natural surrounding materials. So the actual air temperature inside the city is raised by a couple degrees and even more at night compared to the surrounding environments. So Phoenix, as we all know, it's already hot enough. And so we want to know exactly how much, where, and why this is happening with this data set we create.
The satellite is sending you data. How will you look at it to sense what is actually going on with the effect?
We have launched the satellite on November 2nd of this year. The satellite launched to space. And right now, it is sitting inside of the International Space Station. So it is not operational of now. As of now, it's just sitting in a shelf somewhere in the International Space Station. Somewhere in January of next year, January 2020, it's going to be deployed from the International Space Station. They have a little, what essentially is a spring-loaded cannon, and it just like shoots out the spacecraft, and it will orbit by itself. It will orbit for 1 to 2 years. And then that's when we actually can try to communicate with the spacecraft and command it to begin the science operations.
But do you know what you expect to see or collect when it comes to the data? Are there things you're sort of envisioning based on how the satellite was designed?
Yes. And we, of course, ran some simulations, some calculations to try to, as much as we can, approximate what we would see. Of course, we'll see, find out in January if it's different or not. But what we expect to see are essentially color maps. It's same as a picture, but the zones that are more yellow, there means more hot, and the bluer ones is going to be more cold. And we're going to have what we hope is a term, a map of the heat distribution of the cities, where we expect to see that the center of the city is going to be slightly hotter, than the surrounding, the rural environment.
When you actually found out it was going to become a reality, can you just share with me how that felt?
It was an incredible experience. I remember receiving a notification from NASA and saying, "You've been accepted. Here's, you have the budget to build a spacecraft." And it was unbelievable. I joined college and we just were working on this proposal. We had no idea that we were capable of. It was really empowering. It was really happy. And then seeing the satellite launch and seeing how much this project has grown from just an idea to an actual project that has that is ongoing, it's a really rewarding experience for me and for everybody in the team. And it's almost surreal to believe that this satellite, this like tiny loaf of bread sized satellite that was sitting on a shelf, right now is in space traveling at 7 kilometers per second at ridiculous speeds. And it's going to hopefully do some meaningful contribution to science.
At the end, how would you determine that this was a success based on the data you end up collecting?
I would like to say that the fact that the team was able to deliver a satellite by itself is a big success, because that's not an easy task, and I'm proud of the team that was able to accomplish this. But even if we get one image of Phoenix, we can meet a lot of the science objectives. Even if we just take one single image of the city of Phoenix. And we hope, of course, to take many more. But even if we get just one picture, we'll be, at least I will say, okay, we did it, team.
Jaime Sanchez de la Vega of ASU is chief engineer on the team that built a satellite to study the urban heat island's effect on Phoenix.